charity that helps elderly people in East Surrey to continue to live in their own homes as well as enjoying socialising with their peers has recently opened a new club. Julia Nye, who is Programme Coordinator for East Surrey Reigate and Redhill Live at Home Scheme, joins me on the line. Good morning, Julia. Welcome to Susie.
Good morning, Annie.
Before we talk about the new club that you've opened, Julia, just give us a little bit of background to Live at Home. It's designed for older people to keep their independence, and you offer activities and services in the community. What form does that take?
Yeah, that's right. So Live at Home is a local charity which provides social activities for elderly people living in their homes in Merstham, Hawley, Reigate and Redhill. And like you said, we offer a variety of different services. So we do weekly clubs. We do afternoon teas where lovely volunteers open up their houses and cook homemade scones and sausage rolls and things like that. And we do days out to the coast. We do tea dances, Valentine's lunches, Christmas lunches. We do pub lunches. Essentially, we tackle loneliness and we bring people together in the local area.
You also offer befriending services, don't you, which is very important because, as you say, you touched on that, loneliness is the key thing here. Essentially, that's what you're addressing, isn't it?
That is right, yeah, and that's how I got into to working for Live at Home. I actually volunteered as a befriender, and it's a wonderful service. We have about, I think, 30 members at the minute that have a befriender, and it's a volunteer that pops round once a week to a member's house and has a cup of tea and a chat. Sometimes they're kind of a walk to the shop and so forth, but it's really good, especially for members that struggle with kind of mobility. But I absolutely loved it. I was a befriender for a lady called Peggy. She was 98 and she was like a granny I never had, and it was just wonderful. So it's a really important one of the services that we offer. But yeah, you're right, it's all about tackling loneliness and making sure that people know that there's people out there that that want to help.
And fun things as well, because I also read that you do dance and exercise classes, even cheerleading groups.
Yes, that's right. So in our weekly clubs that we have running in Merstham, in Redhill and Hawley and Reigate, we always do an activity once a week at that club. So before you have lunch or your tea and coffee. And yeah, we do a variety of things. So I've had a flamenco dancer that's come in to do a demonstration. And we have bands that come in to sing. We do arts and crafts. Yeah, we've had belly dancing, cheerleading. we try and kind of mix it up and make it as fun as possible. So
it's from the fun to the practical. It's from those sorts of things. It also includes escorting people to appointments, loads of other things as well. So it's a whole mixed bag of stuff.
That is right. Yeah, we do. There's a load of different services that we offer. And if anyone is keen to find out, I can pop any information in the post to them. If they want to call our office, our Live at Home office in Redhill, I can post any information out to anyone.
And also, just to kind of keep it current, you also have new activities added onto your list of many things on a regular basis, so it's well worth looking into. And also,
exactly,
your services are locally run, as you say, by your team of staff and volunteers rather, and you all have a real passion, a real commitment to making lives for older people that much better. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah, that is true. All the kind of staff that work here, all our lovely volunteers. I mean, we have about 125 volunteers that help Live at Home with all our services. And yeah, we're all united in the same kind of approach, that we just want to make sure that just because you're a little bit older in life, it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy yourself. It doesn't mean that you can't get out and about. And it doesn't mean that you can't make new friends. And I can't tell you the amount of members that join, and they're a little bit perhaps tentative and a bit nervous at the beginning, and then they become really good friends, and they meet kind of outside of our services. They call each other, send each other Christmas cards and birthday cards, and it's lovely. So people have made new friendships by joining Live at Home.
And built confidence, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. Really builds confidence, because it is a little bit nerve-wracking, doing new things, especially when you're a little bit older, but definitely builds confidence.
Now, the Redhill Club, that's been running for a while, but you've only recently opened a new dementia club in Merstham. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that is right. So I run two dementia-friendly clubs. One is, like you said, in Redhill, that's been established for a while on a Friday, but I've recently opened a new dementia-friendly club in Merstham. And it's every Monday at the Merston Village Hall on Station Road. And it's 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And it's fantastic. We've got about, you know, 8 members or so at the minute, but I'm really keen to get some more people to come along and join us. And like I said before, it's a similar thing. We have tea and coffee and a chat to start with, and then we have an activity for an hour. And then my mum cooks some homemade soup, and we have soup and a sandwich afterwards. So, and you know, transport can be provided to the club. But yeah, I'm really hoping to kind of get it kind of a bit more out there, and hopefully more people can pop along and try it. And it's completely free of charge, the first session. So you have like a taster session, so you can pop along and try it, and hopefully people would love it and come back. But anyone is welcome to pop along and try it on a Monday between 11 and 1:30.
And also, just to reiterate, that it's not just for the dementia people, it's actually their carers as well, which is quite an important thing, isn't it?
That is right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the spouses and slash carers come along to the club and they actually enjoy the activity with us, and they kind of, there's quite a community, because you know, people are in a similar situation. So once again, they make friends with kind of other carers, and they talk about the kind of the difficulties that they have. Sometimes every now and again they might decide to just drop the member there and go off and do a bit of shopping on their own, then kind of come back. But it's definitely there to also help carers as well, not just the member.
And the whole point, again, we talked about loneliness. I mean, companionship, that's the common need, isn't it, that we all have. And it's even more so for someone living with dementia, not just for the dementia person actually, but also their carers, that sense of companionship, that shared bond.
Yeah, that's right. And I think sometimes when people first join us, they feel a bit kind of lonely. They feel a bit useless. They kind of they find it hard to kind of see some positives sometimes. And we do our very best to change their outlook and to make them realise that of course they're valued, and their life and what they've done and their experiences are really interesting, and it's about companionship and making new friends and building confidence, because I think sometimes people sometimes stay at home too much because they get a bit nervous about coming out. And, yes, and that's what Live at Home's all about. Kind of the lovely volunteers come along and pick you up and take you to these events and drop you back. So it's you're kind of a one-stop shop type thing, and that's what we do. We kind of get people out and about and enjoying themselves.
And as you say, it's important to feel that sense of belonging, something most of us need to feel, really, don't we? Now, as you've said, you're eager to gather new members. I think you said you had 8 so far.
Yes, that's right.
And you said the first session is free. Just remind us again what the cost is to join the club after that.
Yeah, so the first one is completely free of charge, and then it's £5 per person for the Merston Dementia Friendly Club on a Monday. So that includes obviously tea and coffee and biscuits, and then a homemade soup and a sandwich, and then your activity. So it's £5 per person to come along to the Merston one. So hopefully people will come along and try it, and hopefully we'll come back.
Absolutely. Now, if listeners are interested in finding out more, how can they get in touch, Julia?
Yeah, so if you call, if anyone is keen for me to send out some information, we have lots of flyers, and I also have an activity programme, so you can see actually what week, what activity we're doing, which is quite nice. So, musical bingo, or whether we've got someone coming in doing some singing, or we're talking about flowers. So you can just call the office. It's 01737 780 610. That's probably the best way. You can email us as well, but it's quite a long-winded email address,
so it sounds easier to ring, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably better if you ring the office, and I can pop any information or answer any questions, and hopefully
brilliant,
help you in coming along.
Brilliant, let's hope so. Now, the charity's mission is to bring quality to later life. It's a commendable philosophy, so good luck within the club, and hopefully talking to me today will encourage a few more people to join.
Oh, thank you ever so much. I really appreciate it, Annie, and Susie Radio. Much appreciated.
Not at all. All the best with that, Julia.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Julia Nye, Programme Coordinator for East Surrey, Reigate and Redhill Live at Home Scheme. And for all the details on how to join the Merston Club, contact Julia, as she said, on 01737 780610. I'll give you that number again. It's 01737 780610. And full details will, of course, appear when this interview is uploaded onto the Susie site in a few days' time.